Are you tired of dealing with the frustrations in life? Sick of online trolls?
You support Trump? You're no better than Jeffrey Dahmer's ballsack.
You're a Democrat? You deserve to have Drano injected straight into your spinal column.
We can relate, and we have a solution. A chemical solution. Fuck it all.
Fascist, migrant, jailing, tax break, junkie.
Communist, Oprah-sucking nut-hugger.
One dose of fuck it all is all you need to chase those blues away, along with the reds, yellows, purples, and any other kind of visible light.
Fuck it all. I don't care about the human rights abuse being perpetuated in broad daylight by my own government. Lock them up. Lock them all up.
Since I had a grandma llama, fuck it all. I don't care anymore that my job went bye-bye to China. Bye-bye, job. Bye-bye.
Let's face it. These days, you'd probably try bath salts for breakfast with a crystal meth chaser if it helped dull the rage and pain. So who cares what's in fuck it all or what the side effects are? Side effects include addiction, nightmares, anal vomiting, lymphatic explosion syndrome, dental priapism, and mild cases of complete cellular breakdown.
I'm gonna vote for Jesus this year!
Fuck it all. Because you just can't anymore.
Yeah! Alright, let's do it! Suck it.
Come on, everyone. Let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden. Come on and come all. We'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden.
So, Janice, this is the place I was telling you about. The girls from my club have been raving about Chef Guillaume's patisserie all week.
It's kind of small, Marjorie.
Of course it's small. All the best kept secrets are. You can't open a large emporium and expect to remain exclusive, you know.
I suppose that's true.
Ladies, ladies, bienvenue, and welcome to La Patisserie de la... Oh my God, I'm going to say that my lad. I'm your host, Chef Guillaume, and it shall be my pleasure to accommodate your every wishes.
Oh my God.
Bonjour, Chef Guillaume. Isn't he fabulous, Janice?
He's so skinny.
Jealous much?
He's a pastry chef. Pastry chefs are not supposed to be skinny. All that sugar, all those carbs. I was expecting him to look like Sergeant Schultz.
Don't be ridiculous, girl. He's French, not German.
Ladies, please allow me to present to you a la spéciale du jour, une petite le crème avec pénitier joang.
Oh, doesn't that look lovely?
Wait, it's got those little silver balls on it. I don't think you're actually supposed to eat those.
Madame is quite correct. Apologies, please. The petite accoutrements are strictly ornamental and should, of course, be removed. They are only for presentation, which is, as you say, everything. Tout le monde.
I knew it.
So, what's the harm? I've eaten those little silver balls before and I was fine. If it really bothers you so much, you can just pick them off.
What else have you got today, Chef Guillaume?
For you, I have made special choux blanc avec de la poisson de dessous.
Oh, is that gold dust sprinkled on the top?
But of course, only the finest for Madame.
Pretty sure you're not supposed to eat gold either.
Ugh, don't be absurd. They sprinkle it on the salads at Tavern on the Green right before the stock market crashes.
It's metal. You're not supposed to eat metal.
Yeah, now you sound like one of those nervous Nellies who'd vaccinate her children.
Ladies, ma belle pouches d'amour, please allow me to present to you something perhaps more your liking. Un morceau de plomb sur le napalm.
Now that is truly exquisite. Look at that luster, and it's so heavy.
You're right. It's really heavy.
Yes, so rich, so decadent.
It's lead.
Nonsense. It's covered with ganache.
It's not ganache. It's just a solid blob of lead on a dolly.
Well, naturellement, that is what un morceau de plomb sur le napalm means in French.
Now I need to wash my hands. I don't want to get lead poisoning from that thing.
Chef Guillaume, surely you don't mean for anyone to eat lead.
Of course not. Not such pastries are meant for the eating. They are instead, how you say, aesthetique. Pour lead ambiance. As you know, ma douce absurdeuse, we cater to only très exclusive clientele for whom only the best of the best will do.
Have you got anything in this shop that neither contains nor is made of toxic metal?
Oh, for you, I have just these things. Something truly special pour madame, regardless de vous, à l'éclair délicieux.
Oh, it's an éclair. And it's not made of metal. Surely you wouldn't have an issue with that, would you, Janice?
I guess not. It does look pretty good. Chef Guillaume. There's no metal in this at all.
Madame understands me all too well. I'm afraid my sweet ingredient secret is that I finally chopped up the razor blades mixed in with the garniture au chocolat.
What?
The stainless steel of the razor blades is, I assure you, hypoallergenic, n'est-ce pas? Toxic, even the slightest, but the internal bleeding should be, how do you say, sublime. And will most surely produce the most beautiful agony of death. Ah, bella morte.
Oh, dear.
Surely madam understands that I am an artiste, and a touch of the avant-garde is to be expected, of course.
Okay, fuck this. I'm going to McDonald's.
Oh my God, are you sure, Janice? You know that stuff will kill you.
WGLY.
It was a pioneer who named us. If we sold our pride for $1 million, could anybody really blame us? Our image designed to appeal to the mind of a 15-year-old jailbait. Maybe our music has no heart and no soul, but you have to admit the pay's great. We're doing corporate. Than trash. Sure, we're a music lover's worst nightmares, but who needs talent when you've got cash? We're doing corporate heavy metal. We're playing 'cause you're buying. We're doing corporate heavy metal. Don't knock it till you try.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. This is Jasmine Sumner, and this is my ASMR station. Thank you so much to my subscribers. You guys have really been just really a godsend, and really kept me going, you know, in this difficult time, you know, our president and, you know, like the AIDS crisis in Africa. And there's just like so many dogs that need homes. And I just feel like if I didn't have you guys and ASMR and the calming effects of sound, I don't know where I would be. So thank you for being here with me. And speaking of people being here with me, I am so happy that I have my guest here, Bertrand K. Pennyworth.
Greetings and salutations.
Hi, Bertrand. Funny story about Bertrand. He is actually my pharmacist.
How is the rash?
It's actually great.
Good.
I feel like it gives me, if I'm being honest, a little bit of a glow. Yeah. And I also really appreciate all of the mood stabilizing drugs you've been providing for me. I feel very, very even keeled.
As a pharmacist, that's what I do.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It's so great.
Welcome.
Really good stuff.
Indeed.
I want to share with you, Bertrand, some of my favorite sounds today. Okay. You've probably heard my my ACL surgery knee crackling, and mm-hmm. I know that that's one of your favorites.
It is.
Something that I know, Bertrand, you've seen me with a lot is a coffee cup. Mm-hmm. I love me some caffeine.
She does.
Yeah, even though it does kind of counteract the effects of the Chantix I'm on.
A little bit.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. You know,
we could be bad. We could be bad.
Yeah, self-care, self-destruction, what's the difference? Am I right?
A little bit the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the coffee cup sound. Sometimes when I'm waiting in line for my sacks and sacks of pills, I like to just swirl my acrylic nail on top of the top of my coffee cup, and it sounds a little bit like this. Isn't that just great?
Soothing.
So nice. I love it. Absolutely love it. Another sound that I really enjoy is, speaking of my rash, when I do get itchy, mm-hmm. and I actually find soothing not only in scratching it, but in the sound that it makes when I'm ruffling up my sweater trying to get to that itch. And it sounds like this. Yeah, that's good stuff. So I'd like to have you share now some of your sounds, because I do love your sounds, all of them.
You. Thank you so much. I wanted to start with one of my favorites, which is, it's been a bitch of a day, and mm-hmm. I get to sit down for the first time mm-hmm. and unzip my coat.
Oh, love it. Love it. Can't wait.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really lets you know, like, it really, how it's going.
I really didn't expect that
no.
from you, but when I think about the amount of medicine that you're yeah. having to dole out to yeah. people like me every day, it does
yeah.
kind of ring
it's
true
rough.
There. Yeah.
It's usually a one yeah. for you, one for me scenario.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah.
Wow. No judgment. No,
well, thank you.
Yeah, Bertrand, I'm not here to judge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great. Love that. That's really special. Yeah. And did you have any other sounds you wanted to?
I did. I had another sound. Are you familiar with smoothies?
No, I can't say that I am.
Oh, smoothies are great. They're great for antioxidants, and they're great for vitamins.
Is it a pill also? Can I take it?
No. This is actually like fruit and yogurt.
Like a gummy pill?
No. This is actual fruit, actual yogurt put into a blender.
Oh.
And it makes for a great afternoon treat.
And you can open up your pill capsules and pour well, yeah, those in the smoothie as well.
It's more of a garnish, if you will.
That
you
sounds
add to it.
Like my new favorite thing. Okay.
Sometimes you slip, and when you're putting it into the machine, and you catch your finger on the blade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to do that sound for you now.
I would love that. Thank
you. Are you ready?
Yeah. That was jarring.
Yeah.
But
lets you know you're alive.
Sure. Well, you know, and I will say sometimes I do forget. Well, thank you so much, Bertrand.
I was happy to be here.
For being a guest, for being my friend, and for keeping me balanced, both chemically and emotionally.
You're welcome.
And this has been ASMR with Jasmine Sumner. And please just continue to be a gift and make the world sound better. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hello, friends. Once again, it's time for expert advice on love, life, and happiness from America's favorite alien overlord, Zagron the Conqueror.
Greetings, fleshbags! Prepare to die drowning in your own fecal bacteria!
Haha, what a lovable scamp. He sure puts the hell in hello, doesn't he? Let's see what questions our seekers of wisdom have for him this month.
Hi, Zagron. Wallace from Des Moines here. I found it almost impossible to get marinara stains out of my husband's t-shirts. Do you have any advice on what I can do to save his wardrobe?
Salutations, wall-ass! Stains are indeed a nuisance, as any well-dressed galactic warlord can attest to. Try getting Denebian scumworm blood out of your battle tunic. Not easy, I tell you. I have found that you can try either one of these two solutions. Apply detergent to the area, and then try blotting vinegar onto any remaining stains after washing, or mercilessly kill your husband before he can bespoil any other garments. Try both in a pinch. Next caller.
Zagron, this is Joan Smith. I know who you are. Don't try to hide it.
I have never hidden from a challenge in my life. What are you accusing me of?
You're an alien from outer space. The government can't hide it any longer. I know for a fact and hear from Neptune to infiltrate our country to install socialism. Plus, you're Harry Styles' clone.
What? How dare you make such a baseless accusation? Of course I am a tyrannical despot from outer space, but Neptune? Gah! What a slum. The smell is horrible. They don't call it a gas giant for nothing.
So, you don't deny it?
Deny it? Tyrannical despot is the first line on my resume, human. And I do not care about your country. You are all doing a fine job of running it into the ground. We Graxulanians will step in as soon as you have raised the global temperature enough to make this a relaxing vacation destination. You'll be dead due to climate change anyway.
You believe in climate change? Jeez, I didn't know I'd be talking with a nut job.
No wonder you Terrans have yet to master interstellar travel. Next caller.
Hello, Zagron. I'm Phil Filberson from Philadelphia.
Greetings, Phil. What is your question?
What would your strategy be if you were playing Risk, Stratego, or some other war tactic-based game?
That's a very interesting question, Phil. There are numerous tactics one could use to achieve success.
Yes, but which is your favorite? What would you most likely use if you were to, say, try to invade Graxulon Prime with a fleet of Arcturian warships?
That's an oddly specific example. But first, I would drop the flagship out of hyperspace and... Wait a minute. Arcturian, it's you, isn't it?
I almost got you that time, Zagron!
Arcturian, by the rings of Hyperion, I will gut you from nape to occupant!
Oh, I don't think so, Zagron. You'll have to find me first. And you're too stupid to do that.
Arcturian. Arcturian.
Tune in next time, friends, for more advice from Zag.
Here is my final advice, Terrans. Do not narrate when I am enraged. This transmission is over! Is there anyone here who can clean this up?
Well, I never want to live on Venus, because the air is hot and dry. It's hard to get a good sandwich there and a really good piece of pie. Well, I never want to live on Saturn, cause the air is dark and cold, and the only rings you want to get from me are the ones that are made of gold. But it's better than spending an eternity floating in space with you. Fly away, sunny day. Well, I never wanna live on Luna, because there is nowhere at all. And how can I tell in the vacuum of space that you're gonna take me for a fall? And I never wanna live on Terra, because the air is getting bad. So to pull me down into your gravity well, because you're not the only love I've had. But it's better than spending an eternity floating in space with you. Fly away, sunny day, into the clear blue. Rocket fall, is that all I can get from you?
Greg, what the hell are you doing?
What? Nothing!
Oh my god, how could you?
It's not what it looks like, I promise!
It was one thing when you told my 4-year-old niece there was no Santa Claus. It was another thing when you accidentally drunk sexted my boss. But this, I've never felt so betrayed.
I didn't mean to. It just happened.
I trusted you.
You weren't here. What did you expect? Look, I'm sorry.
How long has this been going on, Greg?
Only 2 episodes, I swear.
Only 2? You watched 2 whole episodes of Stranger Things without me? What kind of monster are you?
I said I was sorry. I promise I won't give out any spoilers. Let's just watch them together and pretend none of this ever happened.
I don't think I can do that. I need time to heal.
Look, you're gonna want me on the couch with you whenever Hopper goes back into the upside...
Don't you dare finish that sentence! I don't even know who you are anymore! You're dead to me.
Dead? Like, dead dead? Dead like the people who went under
Gregory
the...
Gregory Christopher Johnson! I swear to God!
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was written and performed by Roland Petrucci, Andy Hammond, Keith Hernandez, Taylor Koch, Patrick Newson, Preston O'Phill, Garrett Olson, Emily Ramirez, Diana Marie Solarski, and Alan Morgan. Music by Pop Machine, Scott Hewitt, Scott Mercer, Dave Waterbury, and Alan Morgan. Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was a production of Memoriam Development.
WGLY.
Sorry. Don't you dare finish that sentence!
Oh, hey there, Count Panic. I got a question for you.
What's that, Bob?
What do you know about Mothman, the Loch Ness Monster, ghosts, demons, and things that go bump in the night?
Not much, Bob.
Well, lucky for you, we host a podcast called Bob After Dark, where we talk about legends, lore, and the supernatural.
Wow, where can I find this podcast?
Wherever you find your great podcasts at.
Hey, true believers and new believers, this is Dr. David Hickney. I am a PhD in cryptozoology from MIT, and I'm the host of Freak of the Week. What's Freak of the Week? It's a podcast where people can call in to talk about all the crazy creatures and phenomena that are out there. Join me, my co-host, Dr. Elizabeth Marin, who may or may not be my sister. Spoiler, she is my sister, as we discuss such amazing topics like the ghost of Dave Coulier, the lost city of Miami, aliens, feline warriors, and much, much more. Freak of the Week comes out every week, hence the name, on Fridays. See you then.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez.